Welcome to the GERS Update, your weekly news and information report. I'm Lorraine Morton, Public Information Officer for the Government Employees Retirement System. We have found that lots of members choose the end of the year, December 31st, as the ideal time to retire from work and to move on to new and different things. To help in making this transition from work to retirement, here are a few things you should know. If in fact you are planning to make your exit the end of this month or the early part of next year, you should have already determined your retirement eligibility by way of a service time inquiry. That would or should have been done 5 years ago. A response to your inquiry would tell you how many years of service you have, how many of those are credited years, meaning working and paying contributions. It would tell you if you have missing contributions and how much you would have to repay. And finally, if you are close to retirement, it would also give you an estimated annuity. Fast forward 5 years to 2018. Tier 1 members may access this same information without having to put in a request to our office. Simply go to the GERS website and register or log in to the member self-service. Note that as of right now, information only appears for our Tier 1 members. It is expected that by the end of the first quarter of next year, that we will have statements for all members, Tier 1 and Tier 2, and this information would be as of December 2018. In accordance with the VI code, you must submit your letter of intent to retire, and this letter should go to your department or agency head 60 to 90 days prior to your retirement date. Note that copies should go to your supervisor or supervisors if you have more than one, your department's personnel HR director, the division of personnel director, the group health insurance office, and to the GERS. Now, 1 month prior to retirement, you will be contacted by an analyst to complete your retirement application. If you are leaving the island, be it temporarily or permanently, please be sure to share your contact information. You should also complete a new retiree health insurance enrollment form if you choose to continue with the government's health insurance plan. You will need the following documents when filing your retirement application: a birth certificate or passport, copy of your retirement letter, a picture ID, such as a driver's license, passport, or a voter registration ID, your Social Security card, the Social Security number, date of birth, and mailing address of your listed beneficiaries. You are not required to have the physical card for your beneficiaries. You also need your direct deposit information for a savings account, a copy of the front of the book with the account number, and for a checking account, a voided check. And finally, if you are married, the date of birth and Social Security number of your spouse. Note that if an application is completed after the date of retirement, by law, GERS can only go back 60 days from the application date. For example, if you leave government service effective December 31st and you do not complete an application until July 31st, your annuity will become effective June 1st, and you would have lost 5 months of benefits. So please remember that you must file your application timely. The big question, when will I get on the payroll? Well, GERS cannot place you on a payroll until all paperwork is completed. Employee and employer's contributions are paid in full and are posted in the system, and we have received your retirement NOPA. This process can take 6 to 12 months before you receive your first retirement check, assuming everything is in order. Members are encouraged to save at minimum 6 months' income to tide you over during the transitional period between your retirement date and the time when your annuity begins. This is important, as while you are waiting to be placed on a payroll, you are required to continue paying your health insurance premiums, your loan payments if applicable, as well as your rent, your mortgage, your utilities, and you just simply have to live. I know that this is a lot of information, but it's important that you have some knowledge of the process. So if you have questions or need clarification, do give us a call. For your information, our 2018 workshops conclude on December 12th and will resume in February 2019. These workshops are conducted throughout the year. They offer a wealth of information to help you with developing your retirement plans. GERS partners with a team of professionals from various local and federal agencies, Social Security, Medicare, Division of Personnel's Group Health Insurance Office, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, Cecilia Securities, and more. We even have retired professionals on board. So stay tuned to our website and social media for the new schedule. Reduce stress and anxiety, attend a workshop, and stay in the know. And now for our upcoming events. The next business meeting of the GERS board is scheduled for December 20th on St. Croix. Our meetings are transmitted via video teleconference and may be viewed on GERS's YouTube channel at GERS of the Virgin Islands. Retiree pay dates for the month of December, the 14th and the 31st. We invite you to tune in next week, same time, same place, for another GERS update. In the meantime, visit us at www.usvigers.com. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Lorraine Morton, Public Information Officer for the GERS. Have a great day.